Hey everyone, it's Natalie Zatare, your makeup artist and beauty coach here. Super excited about this episode because I invited my Instagram friend, who I like to say we're just friends now. It is Kim Baker Gomez. She is an esthetician. She is an amazing makeup artist, award-winning in the Bay Area. And let me tell you, she is one of the most authentic and consistent faces I see not only in the makeup world, but also on Instagram. I don't know how she does it. I invited her on the show because in the last year, she has started to retail products. That means she sells products for another company. And the way she has started to sell has just been super authentic and not sleazy. If you are interested in retailing or learning about what it looks like to start retailing makeup or products in your business and also pivot with the times, you definitely want to listen to this episode. She has so much good insight. And I know after the episode, I have implemented a few new things in my own makeup artist business. So without further ado, here you go. You are listening to the Be Your Own Makeup Artist podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Zatare, former military officer turned professional and award-winning makeup artist and educator and author of the book, Be Your Own Makeup Artist. This podcast is for makeup enthusiasts, makeup artists, and everyone in between. I share insights about the beauty industry, invite industry experts, and try to keep the content more about makeup education and less about buying this or that. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, this is Natalie Zatare, your makeup artist and beauty coach here, and I am so excited because I feel like I get to interview a friend that I've never met in real life. You know that you all have these people that you just feel like you're friends with and you've known forever. Well, that's Kim. We met on Instagram years ago, and I invited her on the show because she has an awesome story and pivot in her career, and she is just an inspiring person, awesome mom, all the things. So Kim has been a makeup artist and esthetician since 2014. Kim has trialed and errored her way through social media marketing, and from 2018 to 2019, she increased her sales by 200% using Instagram to both find new clients and serve as a portfolio for referral clients. And now Kim teaches beauty entrepreneurs how to use Instagram to sell their products and services. In 2018, Kim was recognized as one of HoneyBook's On the Rise recipients, and she was also Best of San Jose's 2019 makeup artist. Her work has been featured in Stitch and Tie, Strictly Weddings, Bespoke Brides, Wandering Weddings, and so much more. And Kim, I'm so excited you're here.
Yay, me too. Oh my gosh, as you say all those things, I'm like, I've done all that. Like, you know, when you're like in it, you don't realize all the things you've done. So thank you for reminding me.
Yes, girl, yes. Going into 2021, you are amazing. And I think that so many people are going to find this podcast episode inspiring and useful because you're going to talk about how you've pivoted and all of the goodness. So one of the things that I like to do is normally I have my guests give a whole spiel about the background, but I'm going to put that all in the show notes. And I want to know just on the spot, like, what is your elevator pitch? Like, how do you describe yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my elevator pitch depends on who I'm talking to, right? So like if I'm talking to a potential bride, it's I'm the down-to-earth makeup artist, your best friend, the makeup artist. I'm going to help you feel just absolutely incredible and feel like yourself on your wedding day. Because my brides are always the gals who like rarely wear makeup or like have a very like specific routine of their makeup, and they want to feel that like extra special on their wedding day, but they still want to be themselves. Like I rarely get the glamazon over the top gal. So that's like if I'm talking to a potential bride. If I'm talking to a potential coaching client, that one's a little bit harder because I've been doing that such less amount of time, but typically when I'm actually talking to someone who's approaching me about coaching, I'm going to be asking them, like, what is their holdup on Instagram? Like, how do they feel about marketing? And typically those people are a lot of beauty counter consultants and then a lot of makeup artists, and they feel very like salesy and lacking confidence in making money. So I'm going to talk to them about like improving their confidence and selling online. And really a lot of it is just me like hyping them up. Like, you deserve to make money. You can do this. Let's like make a strategy that doesn't take over your life, because Instagram can feel all consuming. So not a super quick elevator pitch. I need to work on it.
No, but I'm still like holding on to every word. We're going to talk a lot about your Instagram stories, because I feel like that's how I know you. You have the most beautiful family. Your wife is so cute. She reminds me a lot of my husband. Like,
aww,
in the sense that you can tell she's like not into Instagram.
No.
And I'm like, that is exactly how my, like, he's like, are you doing another Instagram thing? And I'm like, yeah, Instagram. And so I think it's super cute. And then your daughter, she's so big.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, everybody at the end of this is going to follow you and fall in love with you. I just know it. So to like warm you up again, if you aren't following Kim, don't worry. Everything's going to be linked in the show notes. We're going to talk about it. And just like, this is super just curious, and you're going to laugh when I ask you, but I have been dying to know for so long how you get all the little rainbows everywhere.
Okay. So there are literally prism stickers on my windows. Most of them are on this window behind me right now, because that's where most of our light comes in, but they're just stickers. Probably beyond anything else, more people ask me about my rainbows than anything else, but they're amazing.
Kim, I think that you need to invent prism stickers. Kim, prism stickers by Kim, and just sell them, because I am like, how did she get all of these rainbows? And now I know. Okay. Drop me in your affiliate link or something. We'll put it in the episode. So again, you just said something that's so powerful, but you're like, so many people ask you about your rainbows. And that's, I think, a testimony to how authentic you are and how open you are and how you're consistent, and both like consistent as a business owner, but also consistent as just who you are, which is so refreshing.
Oh, thank you.
I promise we're going to talk more about Instagram and coaching and all of this good stuff. But one of the things that I really think will help a lot of people understand is that you are an esthetician and you are also a makeup artist. I am just a makeup artist. I feel really uncomfortable giving certain skincare advice or doing certain things. And I think it would be really cool if you could talk a little bit about how you marry the two, especially because you are mobile, you know, and you're not like in a traditional spa setting. And this will educate people who just don't know. Like, they go to their makeup artist counter at like Sephora or whatever. You don't even know if they're a makeup artist. They might just be selling something, asking for skincare advice. So I thought it'd be cool if you could offer a little bit of your expertise on how you marry the two, and like, what are things that you feel comfortable doing because you're an esthetician, and what are things that if you weren't an esthetician, you wouldn't feel comfortable doing?
Oh my gosh, this is such a great question. So I'm probably like many others listening of like, I've always loved makeup, right? Like, I was the friend in high school who did everyone's makeup for dances and like, you know, all that stuff. And I had always planned to be an elementary school teacher. And so being a makeup artist was like not in the plans for me. And then I graduated and I ended up in preschool and I was like, wait a second, I can do all the things, but like, I don't know where to start. And I want some sort of education. And just so happened that I live very close to one of the like top aesthetic schools, I think in the country, San Jose City College, which also is like way more affordable. So I just took like a leap and I went, And it was so perfect. I'm such a person of like, I believe in fate and like a higher power in a spiritual way. And like the universe was on my side because also I met my mentor there. And so it's like a two-part thing. Like I learned about skin, which like as a makeup artist for a long time, you know that like the skin needs to be good to make the makeup look good, right? And so I will be super honest that esthetician school did not teach me everything about skin. Aesthetic school really teaches a lot about like hygiene and keeping everything clean. And then it gives you a lot of like safety, right? So like technically in the States, and especially in California, you're not supposed to have any sharp tools on someone's face if you're not licensed, things like that. So I also feel very confident that like, I know I'm doing my business by the books and that I definitely feel confident in like supporting people in their skincare journey. So part of my service as a makeup artist, I'm also getting my client's skin in order first. So we do a skincare consultation. I will recommend products to them, which this will lead into another question I know you're going to ask me about, like making money off of those recommendations, right?
Yeah.
So do I feel like I needed to go to esthetician school? Yes, because it started my journey in understanding skin, but it's not the only place I learned about skin. I believe that a lot of makeup artists have a very good foundation of skincare before or even without going to esthetician school. There's so much good resources and articles and books on skincare. So that's one thing I always recommend to a new artist is like understand skin, understand how to prep the skin, how to recommend products, because one, it's going to give a better client experience. If you can give an experience from the beginning all the way through, like starting with their like at-home care, and it's just going to make the makeup feel so much better. Like I cannot tell you, probably every single one of my clients is like, oh, I don't even feel like I have makeup on, you know, but like they could have a ton on. So that skincare is so, so, so important. And then like I said, it just gives me that confidence of like, I know I'm operating in my state, like legally. But yeah, it led me to meet my mentor. And honestly, that's probably where I learned most about makeup and like skin prep is through my mentor. So I recommend everybody have a mentor too.
Yes, I think I could have, and we had Eugenia Weston on the show. And if you don't have a mentor, the mentorship she gives in that episode is just, it still is with me. I still think about things, but I think that's hard for a lot of makeup. I think we talk about mentors all the time, but we don't actually know like how to find a mentor. So we might have to have another chat about that. I think it's so important and it's also really looked over. Now, I seriously want to dig really, really into the coaching and then the selling question, but I had this question and I was like, I think it's kind of perfect. So I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago, I don't know, I was talking to you about your Instagram story game and how awesome it is. And you were like, Natalie, I have this coach. And I remember looking into it. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like I can't swing it. Whether you're a business owner or not, I think this idea of having a coach is scary and intimidating. And sometimes it's just really cost prohibitive for some people. And I know your coach, or I know the one that you shared with me at the time, you're welcome to share about her, but can you talk just a little bit about that experience for you and maybe how that's shaped you? Cause I know your mentor shaped you, but I'm pretty sure that your coach has been instrumental in the future decisions you've made.
Yeah. So at this point I've had 3 or 4 different coaches, like for business specifically, and none of which are in the beauty space. Like they're either business operations or like social media management and marketing kind of stuff. And the thing is that like, I will still always have a coach or like, even if I have time in between, because there are always people who know more than you, right? Like I coach people, but I still get coached. So I think there's a lot that goes into a decision, right? Like one, are you trying to learn something that you don't already know? Are you trying to grow your business in a certain way? And I'm right now like going through that, like, I want to work with this person, but she's so expensive. And like, can I swing it? It's very scary sometimes. Like, I'm talking like multiple, I think she's in like a 5-figure investment, but I want to expand and grow to that degree. So there's a lot of things that go into investing in a coach. And I think for me, the biggest things I look for is like, do I admire that person? Do I like want to grow my business in a way that I see theirs growing? And are there things that I want to learn? So those are like the primary things. I would not be where I am in business if I didn't have coaches, or it would have taken me a hell of a lot longer to figure it out. Because I basically did business by myself for the first 4 years and like grew so freaking slowly in my business, right? But then as soon as I started like networking groups, so Rising Tide really was honestly the very first entrepreneur community I had. And that's kind of where I got the concept of investing in coaches and like working with people and learning from people. And from there, just like rocket fast, my career just took off. So funny because I literally posted on my coaching page today about how I just felt so anxious in my business in the beginning of like, oh, I really want to be doing people's makeup and I want to make money off of this. And I was teaching preschool at the time and like I was making so little money doing that. And so I was like very anxious. And then just it talks through like the process of how I've grown and how I invested in coaches to change that, right? Like you don't know what you don't know, and you can pay people to teach you what they know and grow your business. So I hope that answered your question.
I am so sorry to interrupt. I just have to take a brief second to let you know that this episode is being sponsored by none other than our very own stay-at-home style guide for the fall and winter 2020 and 2021. You can go grab the guide at nataliesetchere.com/stay-at-home-style and see all the visual examples of what we're talking about, and also connect with us and get all of our information. You can get that again at nataliesetchere.com/stay-at-home-style or in the show notes. Okay, back to the show.
I'm thinking like I've invested in things like coaches, but not a specific coach, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I haven't dipped my toes in that water yet. A lot of times because it's the price. I think this is going to be the year. But I also like how you shared that for 4 years you were doing it all yourself and it was slow, because we live in this instant gratification, like, oh, 6 figures in the first year of business. And we see that all the time, but you know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you a little bit more, because I think, I don't know if you were asked, but I get asked on the daily, it seems, not in 2020, but do you sell products? Like what products do you recommend? Like, are you getting commission off of it or whatever? And I have looked into maybe retailing or doing private label or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, not my jam, but you are somebody who has done it and I want you to share about it. And I just want you to talk us like, when did it feel right to you and how has that impacted you? And you're welcome to share about that.
So for a very long time, I got approached by different people for a long time of like, you should be making money off of your recommendations, which is 100% true. But I was like, how do I sell just one thing, right? Like, as artists, we use so many different brands and different products and this and that. So it's like, I can't commit to one thing. And then, you know, we're recommending all these products and people are buying them. And I'm like, dang, I wish I did make some money off of this. Like, I should be, right? I'm selling for this company and they're getting all the profit. And honestly, it wasn't until COVID and shelter in place. It was a parent of one of my past students who had been a beauty counter consultant for, I think, at 3 years at that point when she approached me. And she's like, okay, times are uncertain and like you already have people who are loyal to you. I would love to like share this opportunity with you. you know, she even covered my enrollment fee. She's like, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it. Just try it. Here's the opportunity or whatever. Like, okay, I have nothing to lose. I recommend products all the time. I don't know if I have a job anymore, right? And like, weddings are obviously canceled. So it's like, okay, nothing to lose. Let's try it. I got the products. And as an esthetician, I was like, oh my goodness, these are freaking good. Like, they're everything. Like, I'm really into oil cleansers and like chemical peels and like those kinds of things. They have everything I was using, and I was able to make money off of it. I literally met the 6-month requirement, or like to uphold your consultant status, in the first 2 weeks, because I just fell in love with them so much. I shared it with people and other people fell in love with it. So now the other question I get asked is like, one, beauty counter is non-toxic. We went non-toxic in our house when we were trying to get pregnant. But have I switched my kit? Like, that's always the next question, right? And I have not switched it yet because, one, I've only had 2 clients since COVID started. And I have a new baby. I'm not about to invest in a whole new kit without knowing that that career is going to pick back up. But I had already started switching some products to non-toxic and vegan already. So over time, I'll be adding more things in. But when it comes to non-toxic for me, it's about the amount of exposure. So I'll be honest with my clients, like, these are not my non-toxic products. And, you know, as long as you're not using them every single day, all the time, like, your exposure is minimal. It's up to your comfort zone, right? I have had some clients who come to me and like, I want non-toxic. Can you use my products? I'm like, let's look through them together. Yes, I'll figure it out, right? So that's always the next question I get asked. I also don't believe that just because you sell something, you can't recommend other things, right? Like, I don't love beauty counter or mascara, so I don't recommend it to people. I recommend something else, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, there's lots of opportunity, and it's always based on what you feel is right for you at the time.
You know, I think pivoting and doing something that's scary and doesn't always feel right can sometimes lead you down the path that you're like, oh my God, like, this actually works. Trusting your gut, or I have nothing to lose, like Hail Mary. I think that that's going to help so many, maybe makeup artists or aspiring makeup artists in this time. I'm in Germany. I was on set on the last day that Germany was open on March 12th. It was my last big corporate client. And then there was like a small time during the summer. And I took just the 3 weddings that weren't canceled, and everything else was canceled. It's hard because you still see people working. Like, to me, it feels like, oh, like cringy. But there are other ways to make revenue.
Yeah.
And I think you just gave everybody the assurance that it's okay. And just to make sure that everybody who's listening knows. So Kim, yes, she does sell beauty counter, and her Instagram stories are amazing. And I don't know how you are able to show up consistently on brand, authentic, sell without it feeling sleazy. And I know this is like a really loaded question, but how have your stories helped your brand grow? How have your stories helped people in general?
So stories, if nothing else, is like what I tell people to focus on when it comes to like my coaching and helping people sell, because stories is where you get to know people. And when you know someone and you trust them, you're more likely to buy from them, right? So I'm not saying like, show up and be fake and pretend to like be this genuine, authentic, like nice person, whatever. I'm saying show up as you are, share what parts of your life you feel comfortable sharing. Like, I know it feels like I share a lot, but like there's so much of my life that's just like not on social media. And let people a little bit in, because it's not going to be those like immediate sales, right? Like, I think people think of selling on Instagram that like they're always pitching and they're always pushing and they're going to make all these sales all the time. But honestly, it's the people that like like someone like you that like I've just become friends with on Instagram because we watch each other's stories and we comment back and forth, that like maybe 2 or 3 months later, they're asking me for the skincare recommendations, right? So it's like those, the long-term relationships that turn into long-term sales. Like they're going to be the people who keep coming back and buying from me because I genuinely care about them. The other thing too, is that I never share like in heat of the moment. So I've shared on my social media, I have an autoimmune digestive disease, and I never share when I'm like full on in a flare up and I'm like losing my mind because I've just worked so hard to be healthy and then everything went to shit, right? And then also I've shared our fertility journey and the same thing. Like I didn't share while I was in the middle of it because there's so many emotions going through. And I think something that's really hard on social media, especially this year, is like managing people's emotions. And I don't believe Instagram should be all positive all the time, right? Like I think we need to share the raw stuff, but it's how we share it that can create connection and then eventually influence sales. So I've shared our fertility journey afterwards. And then I was able to share like, how did I feel, but not while I'm emotional. I've been able to share like what worked and what didn't work, but not while I'm like crying my eyes out on my way to and from work, right? So like sharing parts of your life create connection and build trust. But for me, I don't recommend doing it in the heat of the moment because one, you deserve that privacy. And two, it's not going to connect as well. Like Instagram shouldn't be our diary, right? We have journals and friends for that.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up. If you are listening to this episode and you do not know your skin type, then you are probably suffering in so many other ways when it comes to your skincare and your makeup game. So make sure to go and head over to skincareforbeginners.com. That is skincareforbeginners.com and grab my free skin type guide and be empowered and confident in the products that you use and how you take care of your face.
People talk, I think you're the queen, but people are like, how do you do it? Like, how do you know? I feel like you just kind of find this rhythm and yeah, you make friendships. I think my NARS Pro membership had like lapsed and you were posting in your Instagram stories, like I'm doing a NARS haul. I'm like, yes, because like mine had expired and I needed to get a few. I feel like that's how I was like, yeah, she's my girl. Like this is a long time ago now. I feel like it's so long ago, but I think I can't add to that. You do it so well.
Relationships, right? Yeah.
Especially in the very superficial or the seemingly superficial beauty industry and makeup. It's all so fake and so Photoshop. And like, I think it's so encouraging and positive to see is somebody doing that, showing the real, authentic, and then it goes back to your elevator pitch, right? Those are the brides that you attract, the non-glamazon.
Well, I want to work with because it's like part of who I am too. Like I don't wear makeup every day. Honestly, what I mostly wear makeup when I'm doing someone else's makeup. When I started doing that on my beauty Instagram, like people really noticed. They're like, but you're a makeup artist and you're not wearing makeup and you're talking about doing other people's makeup. And I'm like, yeah, because like my clients also don't wear makeup every day. I want to relate to them.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I felt like in the early days, I felt like I did wear makeup more out, even though I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of like, even actually pretty recently in the last few years, somebody was like, well, you don't wear makeup like ever. And that's your brand. I'm like, well, my brand is I'm not going to wear makeup when I'm running errands. I feel like you would get this because I tell a lot of people it's not about wearing makeup. It's about knowing how to wear makeup and confidently deciding every day to either wear makeup or not wear makeup.
I mean, and that's a huge part of why I love skincare too, is because a lot of confidence actually comes from your skin and like just loving, literally loving the skin you're in and who you are. And I always preach that like makeup should be fun and it should be a tool and not like a mask to hide behind.
Right, right. It's so skincare and skin prep, you know, which is different. They're two different things. So I want you to tell us all where we can find you. I'm going to link everything. Everything's linked, but everybody needs to go follow you right now. This is your free advertisement. Like, tell us all the things where we can find you, where we can connect with you, what services you have coming up.
So beauty specifically is on Kim Baker Beauty. And that has become a little bit more of like lifestyle mom blog kind of thing. So I'm sharing a lot more of like as our baby grows up and stuff like that. And then the skincare, and if I do makeup, it's on there. And then I have Beauty My Gram, which is the coaching portion of my business. And I will be launching the third round of my group program soon. So highly recommend. I'm like doing a lot more content on there right now. So even if you're not looking to invest, I have a lot of useful tips. My DMs are always open. Like literally, either page, Kim Baker Beauty or Beauty My Gram. I love chatting with people. I love supporting people. I'm one of those coaches that like, I'm going to give you advice in DMs, even if you don't pay me, because I just care about people so much. I want people to succeed. And I think especially as women, like we deserve all the money in the world. Like, let's give money to other women and just take over this earth. Yeah, those are the two places. My website is a hot mess. So I never like give people my blanket website, but in my bio links on both is like where you can find all the information. So yeah, I'm excited to chat with your listeners, and please people reach out.
Yeah. And I guess the bonus question, which is one that I ask everyone on the show, is what is your favorite makeup or skincare hack?
One, a lot of people don't understand exfoliating. So a lot of people either over exfoliate or under exfoliate. I personally love AHA chemical peels because they're so gentle on the skin, and then your skin is just like beautiful and glowing. And also something that, as an esthetician, I know this, but I've only started recently doing it for myself and recommending it, double cleansing at night, like such a game changer. So that means cleansing with an oil-based cleanser first and then following up with the foaming cleanser. If you start doing that every night, your skin is going to feel so fresh and clean and be just so happy.
I sigh because I know double cleansing is the way to go. And I'm like,
it seems like a lot of work, but what I just do is, so I have all my skincare on a shelf to the left, but I keep my foaming cleanser like right next to my sink. And I don't pat my face between. So I'll do the oil cleanser, I'll rinse it off, and then I grab the foaming cleanser and massage it on my skin. So there's not like a break in between. It's just like part of, it's like all one motion.
So you treat it like a one cleanse, even though it's a double cleanse.
Yeah.
That's a good hack. I'm so glad we got a chat today. And again, if everybody is not following you by the end of this episode, they are wrong. And congratulations on your coaching program. You really do respond to your DM. And that is all. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, how awesome was that interview? I don't know how you feel, but you could have walked away with so many different nuggets of knowledge. You could have become more empowered to retail product in your business. You could be more empowered to hire a business coach, which by the way, I did after this episode. And you could also have an Etsy cart full of the little prism stickers to make your own rainbows. Make sure you go follow Kim on all of her social media. Everything's listed in the show notes. If you have a second, I would really appreciate you to leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. They really, really do mean a lot. If you want to keep the show ad-free, head over to nataliesetchere.com/podcast. You can go and find the support the show section, and you can support the show so that I don't have to solicit ads and all of that good stuff. So if you are compelled, if you like the content, I would encourage you to do that. No pressure whatsoever. I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful day. The next episode is going to be with Melissa Street of Epic Makeup. She is an 8-time Emmy Award-winning makeup artist. Oh my gosh, you do not want to miss that episode. 2-part series. They're going to be amazing. I can't wait to share them with you. Have a wonderful and beautiful day. Stay healthy and stay beautiful. And until next time.